Inside the block building, two flat screens are placed almost back to back in the middle of a room lined with framed photographs. Visitors can scroll through dozens of photos with the touch of a finger.
The exciting thing about a project like this is that you can see it anywhere in the world. You can see it whenever you want to, and you can engage with these pictures in a different way.
Andy Adams of FlackPhoto.com curated the online exhibition called Making Pictures of People. He says it's envisioned as a companion to the exhibition About Face, Contemporary Portraiture at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
What I'm interested in doing, what this project is really all about, is expanding the idea of what a photographic experience can be, and actually recognizing and really advocating for the fact that the screen and the image is as relevant and valuable an experience as, you know, the wall and an object can be.
Adams, who's run Flack Photo, an online art space and digital photo publication for nearly a decade, put out a call for submissions and received more than 10,000. Some of the artists selected have been working on projects for the last decade, like Richard Rinaldi's series called Touching Strangers.
Really this interesting experiment in kind of putting people together that don't know each other, experimenting with their reactions and sort of challenging them to do something that they might not otherwise. And then, of course, putting them together in this traditional environment, which is the portrait.
What does it mean to be an online curator versus a museum curator? It just seemed like a really fascinating question, and so that really prompted that kind of collaboration with him.
The Nelson's Associate Curator of Photography, April Watson, spearheaded the exhibitions along with Associate Curator Jane Aspinwall. The photographs have been produced since 2000, exploring issues of gender, identity, and race, as in a haunting work by South African artist Peter Hugo.
He's altered the color channels. The effect is that it brings out those kinds of blemishes on the skin. The eyes become, you know, these very sort of eerie looking orbs. It's a very arresting picture of this woman. But I think the reason he's altering the skin is, of course, she seems like an Anglo female, but also her skin looks dark. So I think he's questioning ideas of race, of culture, of identity, whether that's a natural thing, whether it's a constructed thing. And of course, given the history of South Africa and apartheid, it's very much a part of his culture.
There are inkjet prints, but also some older techniques, such as the daguerreotype on view. Jane Aspinwall says one of the most popular forms of portraiture in the past was an occupational. A baker, for example, would be shown wearing a hat with a loaf of bread.
This large panorama by Dylan Vitone, in which he's showing a cobbler in his shoe shop. Now he's using totally contemporary technology, you know, not only digital, but also stitching together multiple views in Photoshop. But it speaks very much to this 19th century notion of the occupational.
There's a global reach to the exhibition with artists from South Africa, Europe, and the United States. There are also regional artists, including photographer Philip Hying, who grew up in Kansas City and is now based in Lawrence. In September 2001, he was living in Brooklyn, working for another photographer with a studio just blocks from the World Trade Center. On September 11th, he overslept and woke with a start.
Ran into the living room to kind of get the coffee going and turn around to look out the window, and the North Tower was on fire. And I thought, wow, that looks really bad. I thought it was probably an electric fire or something, and we'd hear about it in the news later. And then my coffee started boiling, and I turned around to turn off the stove, and I heard the second plane hit and saw the fireball.
After seeing a steady stream of people walking from Manhattan across the Williamsburg Bridge, Hying says he felt a need to do something affirmative. He grabbed his camera with his last two rolls of film and met people as they crossed into Brooklyn.
Just intuitively decided to try to make as many pictures of as many different people as I could with those two rolls of film. So I was just taking one frame per person. I just had to get what was right there, right then, at that particular moment.
Four of these September 11th portraits are in the exhibition. And as for defining portraiture and its appeal, Hying says perhaps it helps us understand who we are, and seeing something of ourselves in the work can make us feel less alone. Again, April Watson.
If there's one commonality to all of these images, which are very diverse, it is that a portrait exists somewhere between the subject and the photographer. It's at the interaction between them.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.